The Rambam says that the reason why by Shushan Purim they connected the Chiyuv of Shushan Purim to Ayaris from the Kofas Chaim and Yemesh Yeshua Benun. By rights, it should be depend on the cities that are Mukav Chaim from the times of Achashverosh. Why did they make it Yemesh Yeshua Benun? So the Rambam says that they wanted to be Chayla covered to Eretz Yisrael. Since Eretz Yisrael at the time was Chorev, most of the cities that were Mukav Chaim in Eretz Yisrael originally were no longer Mukav Chaim. So if they would have made the cutoff date Miyamayt HaChashverosh, then very few cities in Eretz Yisrael would have qualified as being Mukav Chaim. So the Lashon Rambam is they wanted to be Chayla covered to Eretz Yisrael b'nei zeh. They wanted that in the Neis of Purim there should be a Zichin to Eretz Yisrael. So I want to talk about a little bit why is it the Dafke in the Neis of Purim, which was a nation of Chutzlar Dafke, why was it so important to be Chaylah covered to the Eretz Yisrael? So we'll start with this. The Gemara says, the famous Gemara, that at the time of Maimar HaSinai, the Torah says, Vayisatsu B'sachta Sahoros. The Gemara says, Nikan Shekhafalem is the Haki Gigas. That the Rebbeinu Shalom forced us to the Kabbalah Torah, he uprooted Har Sinai, suspended it over us, he said, the Kabbalah Torah, Mutov, and if not, then Shomtei Kuraskim. So therefore, we had no choice but to be Kabbalah Torah. So Gemara says, Mikan Medor Rabbalei Raisa, that's a kind of mysterious Medor. Afterwards, if we didn't keep the Torah, we could point to the fact that our Kabbalah had been compelled, had been under duress. So after Mo, Merova, Afapichen Hodu Kiblu B'nei Achashverosh, the time of the Nes of Purim, we were so overwhelmed with the Nes, so then already we were mekabel the Torah be'ava, not with the kviyo. Shenema kimu v'kibul ha'yehudim, and therefore Purim marks the point after which our Kabbalah the Torah was no longer with the Medar Rava, was no longer the kviyo, but now it was a Kabbalah that was be'ava and that was complete. So one question is, Why did that have to wait till the Neis of Purim? There were other between Maimon HaSinai and the Neis of Purim. There were a lot of other nisim, pretty big nisim, that happened to Klal Yisrael. The Hayarden, the nisim that accompanied the conquest of Eretz Yisrael, the Neis of Sancheriv, when the whole army of Sancheriv was wiped out overnight, and so on. Many nisim happened to Klal Yisrael in the course of the 1,000 years between Maimon HaSinai and the Neis of Purim. And none of that evoked that same response that we should be Mekabel HaTorah B'Avo and undo the Medar Rabbah L'Araisa. We had to wait till the Neis of Purim before we were able to have this new kind of Kabbalah. So, hi, my, what's the pshat in there? I think the idea is two things. First, we'll preface two things. The Gemara says that why do we say Hallel on Purim? The Gemara says a few reasons, but one of the reasons that the Gemara says is that Ein Oymim Hallel on Neis Shebechutz La'aretz. So the Mashal explains that the reason why we don't say Hallel on Neis Shebechutz La'aretz is because Hallel is our reaction to a gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence in the world. Normally HaKadosh Baruch Hu is hidden. So we believe that he's there, and we see him even in the regularity of nature, but nonetheless, the Ribbono Shel Olam is a kel mestater. At a time of an ace, the Ribbono Shel Olam pierces the veil, and we're suddenly aware of his presence in the world, and that has to evoke from us a response, and the response is that we say Hallel. Says the Mashal, a nation of Eretz Yisrael is always a greater gila than a nation of Chutz La'aretz. Chutz La'aretz, by definition, is a makom of Hester. It's a makom that's rochek from the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's a makom that we're not that place of kili ha'aretz. We don't feel that same kirvah to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And therefore, even when you have a nation of Chutz La'aretz, but it's always an eighth that's more nister, even in the nature of the nation, it's reflected. You know, the Neis of Purim is the quintessential Neis b'Chutz La'aretz. It's very different than the Nisim that we have in Tanakh that took place in Eretz Yisrael. It's clothed in much more in the order of the ordinary scheme of things, the ordinary course of events. So that kind of nace, we pass in one opinion of the Gemara, that kind of nace doesn't require a halal. Not as far as say, there's another opinion of the Gemara that we do say halal on Purim, but kriyasu zu ehelulah, but the halal that we say is kriyas hamegillah. That is itself the halal. So the Meiri says, the Mashal, that therefore, that's what the Rambam passes, the way kriyasu zu ehelulah says to the Meiri, that therefore, if you don't have a Megillah, you have to say halal, because you're really supposed to say halal, but you don't have a Megillah, you kriyas is a Megillah, but if you're not going to have kriyas a Megillah, then you have to say the ordinary halal. The mice of the Poskim don't bring it. The Poskim don't bring this Me'iri, and the steam of the Poskim is that even if you don't have a Megillah, and you're not able to say kriyas a Megillah, we still don't say halal. So why not? The Gemara says kriyas is a Megillah. So one of the answers is that when the Gemara says kriyas zulei lulu, the Gemara doesn't just mean kriyas hamigilah is a substitute for halal. But if you don't have kriyas hamigilah, then you say the regular halal. What the Gemara means is that the halal that you need to say on Purim, the halal that's appropriate for Purim, is dafka kriyas hamigilah, because the nace of Purim is such that without that you have to be megalah nace. The nace is hidden. The nace is nister. It's a nace shebichut starts. So one opinion of the Gemara is that b'chal you don't say halal in a nace shebichut starts. But even the other opinion that you could say halal in a nace shebichut starts, but you can't say the ordinary halal in a nation of Chustar. It's the halal that you could say is the halal of Kriyos Zuhi Heilula. It's the halal that you say after you tell over the story and you put together the pieces and you piece together all of the clues. And this part of the story happened, and that part of the story happened. B'shas Maisa, it looked like didn't look like Nisim. There was a beauty pageant and all kinds of events. You know, Vashti has killed him. There's a beauty pageant, all kinds of events that if you would bring them into the base medrash and say, you know, a place that today there was a big beauty pageant in the palace, they would throw you out of the base medrash. What are you bringing the Dvarim B'Tehillim into the base medrash? And yet you put all of it together and suddenly we're able to discover that there's a nace that happened, then we're able to say halal. But that's the kind of halal that you could say on such a nace, that you have to first be megalah the nace in order to have the halal. If you don't have the kriyas hamegillah, then there's nothing I want to, then you can't say halal. It's not an ace that stands that's misgalah me'elo. It's a ace that you have to be megalah, and then through the gilui, then you have the then you have the halal as well. So that's what was unique about this ace. This was our first experience after Yetzias Mitzrayim. This was our first experience of an ace shebichut starts, and it's like a different kind of it's a different kind of ace than all the nisim that we had in Eretz Yisrael. The nisim that we had experienced hitherto in Eretz Yisrael were nisim that have the character of nisim in Eretz Yisrael, nisim in which you could say halal stam, you didn't have to be megalah l'nes. In Eretz Yisrael, the nisim were open kinds of nisim in greater and lesser degree, but they were all nisim sheva goli, nisim sheva Eretz Yisrael. Now, for the first time, we had this different kind of nes, a chutzlaretz kind of nes, a nes that's within the darkness of chutzlaretz, the mehester of chutzlaretz. And that requires, therefore, a different kind of halal, a different kind of response. Another hadama, the idea of kofalei mesehaki gigas, that the Rebbeinu Shlomo suspended hasenei over our heads and therefore forced us to be with havel l'tayr. So the Meshech Chochma says, and he was preceded already by others. The Meshech Chochma says that the meaning of that metaphor that the Rebbeinu Shlomo suspended Hasinai over our heads and therefore we have to be mekabel Torah was that the experience of Hasinai, the revelation of Hasinai, was such an overwhelming experience that in that moment it wasn't conceivable that we would have said no. It was a matzav where the heavens open up and we see the Kisei HaKavod and all the Shiva Rekim coming down to Hasinai. We see all of this awesome, indescribable kind of revelation. And then the Rebbeinu Shel B'Chvoido V'Atzmo asks us, you know, do you want the Torah? So it wasn't really realistic to expect that we would have said, you know, we'd rather have the cheeseburger, and never mind. So we had no choice in such a situation but to be. Any normal person in such a matzav of gilui would have been mekabel atayr. So it doesn't mean, or it doesn't only mean, that the Rebbeinu Shlomo held the mountain over our heads and he said, you know, I'm going to squash you like a bug if you're not mekabel atayr. It means that the gilui, the experience of the gilui was so great that in such a matzav, that was a kind of kriya. There's a different kind of, that's also a kind of kriya. See, there's a kfir where somebody holds a gun to your head, but there's a different kind of kfir where in that psychological moment of Maimon Har Sinai, it was not possible that we could have refused the Ribbono Shel Olam anything. But in that also is a kind of Meidor Rabbah L'Raisa. That's also Meidor L'Raisa. Because since the Torah L'Maisa is Mechayev us, not only in Matzavim, not only in situations of Gilui, the Torah is Mechayev us in everyday life. Torah's mechayavas in situations, much more prosaic situations, where we're not in that kind of exalted state of mind. So the meidol lies in the tension between the fact that the Kabbalah, when we were Kabbalah Torah, was in one kind of frame of mind, in one kind of experience, in a matzav of gilui. But now we're actually called upon and held accountable for our keeping to the Torah in very different kinds of situations. We're in a different kind of psychological state of mind, in a different matzav. And that tension, it represents a kind of meidah. There's a flaw in the Kabbalah. Because for the Kabbalah to really be a full-fledged Kabbalah, a Kabbalah that really should be, we should be able to be held accountable to, the Kabbalah should match our state of mind, our matzav, our spiritual situation at the time of the Kabbalah, should match our spiritual situation at the time we're actually called upon to fulfill the Kabbalah. But if at the time when we were Kabbalah Torah, that was a time when the heavens are open, and it's one kind of situation, when it's very hard to say anything but yes, of course. But then when it comes time to keep the Torah, we're in a very different situation. We're in a situation where maybe it's very easy to say no. And the difference between those two situations is a deficiency in the Kabbalah. Whereas a person can say, yeah, of course I was Mekabel the Torah then. Of course then I said I'm going to keep the Torah. What else could you expect me to have said? But right now it's hard. And that's a flaw, that's a weakness in the Kabbalah. That's what the Gemara says, Mikan Medor Rabbah L'Raisa. So, I had asked before, so what happened new by Purim? The narrative, we were Mekabel HaTorah in a way that didn't have that Medor Rabbah L'Raisa. What happened to all, what about all this? Why did it have to wait the 1,000 years till Purim? Were there other Nisim that had intervened? Why were we Mekabel HaTorah again, Mirotz in the time of Melchemes Knan at the time of all the Nisim that happened to Klal Yisrael throughout the many, many generations between Maimon Har Sinai and Pur. I think the answer is that of course there were many Nisim that happened throughout history, and at every occasion of a Nes, certainly there was a sense that, you know, we're Mekabel HaTorah again. We're renewing again our bond with the Ribbono Shel Olam. But all of those occasions, all of those nisim, were nisim in Eretz Yisrael. A nis in Eretz Yisrael is a kind of gilui. In a matzav of gilui, so of course from a Kabbalah Torah, but every such Kabbalah has the same chisorin that Maimon Har Sinai had. The chisorin of Maimon Har Sinai was that it was kafalei masaki gigas. It was a medor rabbi l'raisa. The chisor in the Kabbalah of Har Sinai was that the Kabbalah was in a matzav of gilui, and a Kabbalah in a matzav of gilui carries its the seeds of its own. That's catch 22. The Kabbalah of a Kabbalah in a matzav of gilui deconstructs itself because it has its own weakness. The Kabbalah is in a matzav of gilui, but you want it to be mechayim in a matzav of hester. So yeah, sure, there were many other nisim that happened later in history, and maybe we were mekabel Torah again. Maybe after the Nes of Sancheir, we were again mekabel Torah. But that also had the Medor Rabbah L'Raisa, because that was also Kabbalah in a Matzav of Gilui. How's that going to be Mechayim us in a Matzav of Hester? So every Kabbalah that we ever had, every time we renewed the Bris, and there were occasions when we renewed the Bris, time of Chifiyah HaMelech, time of Yeshua HaMelech, there were occasions where Klai Yisrael renewed its Bris with the Ribbono Shel Olam. By Yeshua HaMelech, he led this tremendous Tshuva, and they brought a special Korban Pesach, and so on. And Chizkiyah HaMelech also had at the time of Chizkiyah HaMelech, they also renewed the Bris. But all of those were occasions, they were in Yerushalayim, in the Beis HaMikdash, they were all in Matzavim of great Gilui, and a great uplifting, and great exaltation, and in the aftermath of great Nisim. So those had the same Meidor Rabbah that you had in the original Maimon Har Sinai, in the original Kabbalah of Har Sinai, you had in those Kabbalahs as well. The Chiddush of the Nes of Purim is that there was a Nes that was a Nes of Chutz La'aretz. It was a nace in a matzav of Hester. It was a nace that was a nace in a situation where you could deny the nace, where we had to be megalul the nace. That kind of nace that was within the Hester, that the and the Kabbalah that resulted from that kind of mace, that was the Kabbalah that didn't have the Medar Rabbah L'Raisa in it. It didn't have the Kafalei Masaki Gigas, because it was a mace with the Kabbalah Sotara again Mirotzin and Me'avah that was not in a situation of Gili. It was Davka in a situation of Esther. And the greatest Esther were Akate Avdei Achashverosh Hanon, and Esther was still stuck in the palace with Achashverosh, and we were in the same Chutzlaretz. We were in the same Golos, the same Esther. And nonetheless, we recognize that our survival in the Hester and our survival in Golos is through the Yad Hashem. That kind of Kabbalah was for the first time a Kabbalah that didn't undermine itself by the fact that it was a Kabbalah mitoicha Gili. It was a Kabbalah mitoicha Hester. That kind of Kabbalah was able to be binding throughout the Golos, throughout all of the Matzavim of Hester, without this problem of it being of a Medar Rabbah L'Raisa. Since the whole character of the Nes, the whole character of this new Kabbalah Sefer, the whole character of the Hallel of Purim, is that it's a nation of the Chutzlaretz. And it's not just that it happened in the Chutzlaretz, and therefore it has certain halachas because it happened in the Chutzlaretz. The whole significance of Purim is that we're celebrating the kind of relationship that we forged with the Ribbono Shel Olam that we could never forge in Eretz Yisrael. In other words, in a way, a nation of Chutzlaretz is a chisar. We say a nation of Chutzlaretz is a chisar. Because it's not a matzav of Gilu, we can't say the regular halal, we can only say the halal of Kriyas and Megillah, and so on. That's how we normally understand. A nation of Chutzlaretz is a lesser nace. Purim is a lesser nace, it doesn't warrant, it's not a nation of Eretz Yisrael, we can't say the regular halal. What comes out now is that a nation of Chutzlaretz, hagam, that it's a chisar, but it's also a mailah. Because the Nisim and Eretz Yisrael, for all that the Giluyim were greater, but they couldn't bring about the Hodu Kiblu of Me'ach HaShe'esh, they couldn't undermine the Medar Rabbah L'Raisa. Dafka, a nation of Chutz La'aretz, has a mile that a nation of Eretz Yisrael doesn't have. That a nation of Chutz La'aretz was able to bring about that Ushim of the Kabbalah Torah, even the Matzah of Hester, was able to bring about a Kabbalah Torah that was deeper than anything that we could have possibly accomplished in Eretz Yisrael. We were able to accomplish something now in Chutz La'aretz that in Eretz Yisrael we were never able to accomplish. In Eretz Yisrael, we were never able to accomplish a Kabbalah Satara that should shed the problem of Medar Rabbah L'Raisa, because it was all Matzav Magili. Now in Chutz La'aretz, in this Nes of Chutz La'aretz, we were able for the first time in Chutz La'aretz to do something which we could never have done in Eretz Yisrael. We were able to Kabbalah Satara in a new way that in Eretz Yisrael we weren't able to have, and by Merasili we weren't able to have, and Eretz Yisrael we weren't able to have, and now we were able to have a new kind of Kabbalah Satara Dafkin in Chutz La'aretz that in Eretz Yisrael we couldn't have gotten. Very similar to what Tzvarim say about Talmud Bavli. The verse says, "B'machshachim hayshivani kimsei olam zeh Talmud Bavli." The Talmud Bavli, because it was written in Chutz La'aretz in the Mokum of Choshech, so it's called "B'machshachim hayshivani." Talmud Bavli was written in the Choshech of Chutz La'aretz. But the Ma'aser passed with Talmud Bavli, not like Talmud Yerushalmi. So one of the many things that they say is that it's dafka mail, that mitoich the Choshech, it called forth a greater amelus and a greater koyach hapilkul, a greater koyach of dibuk haverim, and therefore it summed up a greater degree of pilkul and a greater degree of a greater accomplishment. We reach greater heights. Davka mitoich the chayshach, we're able to reach greater heights in Talmud Bavli than in Talmud Yerushalmi. Talmud Yerushalmi has a milus mishaloi, but there is a certain milus of the machshachim hayshivani. Al derech zeh, the Nes of Purim, because it was in Chutz La'aretz, hagam that's a chisar, but it also had a ma'alev. It also brought about a certain gilui that in Eretz Yisrael could never have been accomplished. Mimela comes out that the Nes of that Purim, in a way, is a celebration of Chutz La'aretz. In a certain sense, maybe that's too strong a word, but in a certain sense, we're celebrating the fact that in Chutz La'aretz and in Golus and in Akate Avdei Achashverosh Hanon, we were able to accomplish something that in Eretz Yisrael we couldn't accomplish. So there's a certain zilzul teres yisrael in that. We're not just saying a purim, you know, that we had a nace even in chutz la'aretz, we have a yom tov even in chutz la'aretz, we were able to do something even in chutz la'aretz. We're celebrating the fact that we're able to do something dafka because we were in Golus and Eretz Yisrael we couldn't do. So that in itself, in a way, is a patch and pot in Eretz Yisrael. So maybe therefore, so I want to say that's why the Rambam is madgish that Chazal said we have to have a zech l'Eretz Yisrael b'neisa. There has to be some mention of Eretz Yisrael, some connection to Eretz Yisrael, dafka in the celebration of Purim. We shouldn't get caught. We shouldn't get swept away. We shouldn't get, you know, we shouldn't get too enthusiastic about this. You know, it's very exciting that we had it's very exciting that now that we went into Golus, we were able to recognize the Kodesh Baruch Hu mitoicha Hester. And that's something that in Eretz Yisrael we couldn't do. Agavuch are putting it right somewhere. That's why Kol Amayidim Asidim Lihibotel Kolamayid, it says in the Rambam says Kolamayidim Asidim Lihibotel except for Purim. It says Meir Purim Eilu Liyavu Mitoicha Yudim Mizichum Yosus Mizaram. So Rafutner explains because all of the other Mayidim represent all of the other Mayidim that we have. They represent various Giluyim that we experienced throughout history. It's Yisrael Chayim and Maamar HaSinai and the Kis Teresh Yisrael and Neis Chanukah. They'll all be eclipsed by the Nisim of Asad Lalit, when the Giluyim will be so much greater and so much more spectacular. As it says, Yomer Oy, the Chayashem Shehel of Ashehevi, but Kim Chayashem Shehel, Elis Meir So Meir Rotsis, Meir Rotsis, Meir Rotsis, what's the Lashon of the Pasuk? Surayim. The Gemara says in Brachas, that Lassid Lobay, we won't have to, that Lassid Lobay, the Skiris of Yisrael Shai, will be toppled to the Skir of the Nisim of Kibbutz Golias. So the Giluyim will be eclipsed by the Giluy of Lassid Lobay. But the Nes of Purim, what we're celebrating in Purim, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is present B'Sech HaChoshech. Not the Giluy, that's the Yichud of Purim, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is present B'Teich HaHesdim, B'Teich HaChoshech. That's not going to be eclipsed by Lassid Lobay. Lassid Lobay says there will be Giluy, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be more revealed there. But that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is present in the Choshech, and he's present in the Golus, and he's present in the Richuk, that can't be eclipsed by Lassid Lobay. Lassid Lobay has nothing to do with that. Purim always will say something different. It's different than all the other Yom Tovim. Purim can't be eclipsed by Lassid Lobay. So Dafka, because of that, because Purim is this kind of, because Purim is this celebration of that which we're able to accomplish in the Choshech and in the Golos. The Golos has a purpose, and that we were able to accomplish things mitoicha Golos, mitoicha Churban. We were able to accomplish this new Kabbalah Satara, this deeper kind of Kabbalah Satara that didn't have that deficiency that it's mitoicha Gilui. But nonetheless, we shouldn't lose sight of the fact that at the end of the day, it is Golos, and it's still not the ideal. And the ideal is to have the relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam in Eretz Yisrael itself. And therefore, the Kaveya Zechet Eretz Yisrael Dafke in the celebration of Purim.